I will repeat that ordinarily. We do this in 8 days, one evening, 6 full days, and another half day. So you're, those of you who you're new to this, you're really getting a kind of quick immersion. Don't get tired, just tune out if it gets to be too much. It's an adventure, remember? Have fun with it. Two or three things to say before we walk. After having discussed it with Twiri, those slides are part of a book project I'm doing, and with her recommendation, I'm not going to release them at this time. That leads me to say that there's an organization, which you've there on your resource page called Dharma Ground, that has all sorts of my talks and the talks of the other four teachers, all the guided meditations of the other four teachers, the other four teachers of this practice method at present, the ones I've authorized and I'm training, is Twiri Sella from your from Sims, and who's also now the co-guiding teacher. And then Dana De Palma, who was the co-guiding teacher at Spirit Rock before Twiri, and after me. And she is the day-to-day director of this online primarily. We do teach occasionally in person, but a lot online of Dharma Ground, which I'm not an active member of Dharma Ground, but I teach for Dharma Ground a lot. And they have their own website that's there in your resource thing, and you can, there's all sorts of descriptions. There's an online demand course, on demand, sorry, on demand course that you can take online at your own leisure. These, I'm still not really in this social media age, I say with happiness. So there's lots of resources. I really want to stress that. And again, you're going at your pace. I am opening possibility for people with a lot of experience and very little. That doesn't mean you're supposed to experience beyond what your level is ready to experience. As I just said, no hurry, no hurry. And now we're going to do the walking practice again. And I'm going to ask you to repeat walking into aliveness. Stepping into aliveness. I'm asking you to do that again if you want to. If you don't want to, just do regular walking practice. I am asking that you move for sure, because we're in very subtle energy here, and you need to move this through your body. You may not have had experience with all this before. But this time in the aliveness practice, I'm walking practice, I'm offering you more specifics. So I would ask that you, as you're walking, may I feel the aliveness of my heart, or may I step into the aliveness of my heart, however you want to phrase it that works for you, or just alive heart, aliveness of heart as mantra, however you wish to do it. But you're first starting with your heart to feel the aliveness of your heart. And then to feel the aliveness of this knowing, the mind, the aliveness of the mind, that it's alive. May I feel this aliveness of the mind, the aliveness of the mind. May it be felt, however you do it. And again, if the standing where you start, when you go back to where you start, renew your intention. You can, if when you get to the far end, you don't have to do that so much. But when you get back to where you started, renew again. This will help if it helps get that vichara, that rubbing against that upendita would describe, sadha upendita, about how you keep attention on something. It's like you're polishing the bowl, that, you know, polishing the bowl. And then last, the aliveness in your body. And for today, I'm asking that you take the aliveness in the body last. If for some reason this does not feel right to you, it's your practice. You assert your authority in your practice. and do it the way you want. But I have my reasons for doing how I'm doing it. So this is a more intense practice this time because we're doing this three-prong part in it. And again, don't do it at all if it doesn't feel right to you. And we have until, let me make sure with my revised chart, as we have till 3:25. So we know with 3:20 to do this, 3:20. So come back at 3:20, please.